Well, Paul, you know, I grew up here on the family farm, and I saw my granddad and my dad and their work ethic, and they worked hard every day with sweat rolling down their back, you know, and just trying to make a living. And, you know, we were barely scrimping by. And so I watched how they worked, and of course I pitched right in, and they taught me a great work ethic, and it's you know, it's something I've tried to instill in my own kids. And you know, they just left a beautiful, my granddad and dad left a beautiful legacy behind for me. And I thought, what more way to honor them than to continue with this legacy and continue to provide great food. And you know, things haven't always been as good as they are now. I tell everybody, you know, it's not me. I'm reaping the seeds that were planted for my granddad and dad many, many years ago. I'm reaping the harvest now, you know. I'm in the third generation. I have a son and daughter that work with me. My wife works with me. And, you know, so there's a fourth generation coming on. And, you know, they have the same values and work ethic that me and my dad and grandparents did.
Is that peace for you? Is that peace?
It is peace. It is peace. And you know what? It gives me happiness to go to work every day and accomplish something and feel like that I've gotten something done, maybe made a difference in somebody's life, because our family just absolutely loves people. We have people in our home all the time. We have people in the store every day. And you know, I try to make it a personal a goal to get down there and meet as many of our customers as I can. We've got a beautiful new store here in East Texas that's just become a tourist destination. It's been
Oh,
wonderful.
we're gonna get down there when we can get down there.
Bring it on,
I'm
man.
gonna, I you know, I asked you about the peace because we're involved with the International Day of Peace, World Peace Day, September 21st, and we reach out and doing our little part to strengthen a message. Actually, it's a UN message, but the more important thing is everybody loving and caring and doing the right thing, right? We
Yeah.
have such a beautiful life with what's around us, or the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, or the people kingdom. Just
That's
have a
right.
good time. Be nice.
That's right. You know, Paul, life is way too short to live it any other way. And my wife told me her grandmother told her every morning. She said, Tracy, it's up to you whether you want to have a good day today or not. She said, that's your choice. And, you know, I've thought about that a lot. And, you know, you can either wake up on the wrong side of the bed or wake up and say, you know what? I'm making a difference today. I'm going to help somebody. I'm going to make a difference in somebody's life. And I'm going to have a good day.
I love it.